Stalder, she'll carry it into Beaver territory, drops it off. The shot, Bricklick gets stopped there by the wall of Brittany Mowat.
Fridays have not been kind to Bemidji State this hockey season. Again last night, BSU fell, although the effort was much better than last Friday.
I messed up tonight, I lost another fight. I still messed up, but I'll just start again. I keep falling down, I keep on hitting the ground. I always get up now to see what's next.
Over to Lighty, she'll wind up in fire. That one went off the stick of Rooney. At the back wall, the centering pass, bouncing puck in front of everyone. Quick glove save, Lisa Lighty nearly struck. Nice play there by Lauren Miller, a 3-on-1 for Bemidji State. Miller winds up and fires that one right into the belly of Rooney.
I won't give up, no, I won't give in until I reach the end.
After skating through a scoreless first period, Minnesota Duluth struck first at the 1:13 mark of the second, but BSU answered back just 8.5 minutes later to tie up the game.
Faceoff, left circle, Haluska wins the faceoff. Meralt sends it back to Hutchinson. She'll wind up and fire a goal! Hutchinson! She has been so solid there from that far side of the blue line and strikes to tie up the game 1-1, our score. 10:03 to play in the second period. At the blue line, Healy fires a shot. Kick save made. Bouncing puck. Bemidji State's Brittany Mowat coming up with a spectacular save off the rebound.
Despite another great game by Bemidji State goaltender Brittany Mowat against one of the top forward lines in college hockey, the Beavers weren't able to hold off the Bulldogs when they needed to.
I won't give up. No, I won't give in until I reach the end.
Emma Terrace makes some moves over on the right-hand side. Centering pass, oh, clanked off of the crossbar. Joyce went backhanded. Still 2-1 Bulldogs. Beavers trying to find the equalizer shot. Blocked out in front. Haley Mack. Beavers with 6 skaters out on the ice. They send out Emily Berglund.
The Beavers gave an admirable effort late in the third, trying to score the equalizer. But time ran out, and the Bulldogs took the 2-1 win.
Tell you what, I was really impressed with the plays that we were making to get pucks to the net. I thought AJ and Bergie and Lauren all made really, really good plays. I mean, you know, you'd think AJ would just bury her head and shoot it, but she, you know, she had the poise, made a fake, got the player out of position. I mean, she was creating plays, and they were all creating opportunities because they were showing poise with the puck in a real tense situation.
The Lady Beavs tried everything. Better luck today, though.
Try everything.
The Beavers will get a second chance at Duluth as they look for their third straight WCHA split.
Try everything.
The puck drops in 30 right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Try everything.